Hey, sans Vaisan, it's Jorgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, it's all about content marketing for employer branding. Let's start the show.
Will Staney, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Tell us about Proactive Talent and what you do there, please.
Yeah, so Proactive Talent Strategies, we are a modern talent acquisition consulting company. We help companies organize and optimize their recruiting and employer brand strategies. And we do everything from on-demand recruiting, which is our sort of light RPO, recruiting optimization, where we go into companies, whether they're startups and they're building a recruiting team for the first time, or they're large companies and are trying to modernize and optimize what they're doing as far as process and team and technology. And then probably one of our most popular services is employer branding. Mm-hmm. This is where we have helped companies like GoDaddy and GE and Motel 6 help evolve and tell their story. And that'll be the topic of today. So we'll have lots of stuff to talk on about that.
Perfect. Okay. So that brings me nicely onto my second question. What's your take on employer brand? What's employer brand? What does it mean to you and to Proactive Talent?
Yeah. You know, I'll start with sort of a story of like how I got into this business. So and that'll explain sort of how I think about employer branding. And I graduated from Texas State with a degree in mass communications. So this is right before social became sort of a big thing. And I was a digital marketer. I was in sales. I was in marketing. I was teaching real estate agents how to leverage digital marketing for finding first-time home buyers and sort of that younger generation coming of age. And one of my clients was a recruiter, and I was showing her, you know, some of my tips and tricks I was teaching realtors. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you got to teach recruiters this. Like, we're trying to find people all the time. This is really awesome stuff." Long story short, I ended up taking a contract job at VMware and sort of writing my own job description. And, you know, it was supposed to be a sourcing job. And instead, I sort of pitched a different job. Like, what if I come in and I market your culture and your jobs and what it's like to work here? And they were up for experimentation, and the rest is sort of history. From there, we built out VMware's employer brand and VMware Careers social presence online. It's been, I think, one of the longest examples of a really well-executed employer brand. Then went on to SuccessFactors and SAP and built out the whole life at SAP employer brand with Matthew Jeffries' team, which is one dozens of awards. And then I went in into talent acquisition leadership, where I was leading it and building out Glassdoor's first talent acquisition team, and then Twilio. And then I decided to sort of start my own company, because what I started to realize with employer branding and really anything with recruiting innovation, the technology, it's all moving pretty rapidly. And a lot of companies are having a hard time catching up. Mm-hmm. And so I really see as an employer brand as something that is a really essential part of not only hiring great talent, but humanizing and telling the story of your company to anybody that is external, that can be and internal, that could be telling your story to your own employees for employee engagement, telling your story to candidates to attract them in. Any future hires, as well as your customers, telling your customers, like, who are the people behind the product? So I think without a solid strategy around employer brand that aligns to what your consumer brand is, that speaks to both your current employees and engages them, without that, I think attracting top talent for your company is a lot harder. I think it costs more, So for me, employer brand is just essential, and it's really becoming an industry and a profession of its own. So I started an organization for employer branding professionals with Brian Chaney, who's the head of employer branding at Indeed. It's called talentbrand.org. And there is, we're sort of, we've got a few hundred employer brand leaders together, helping kind of push that industry forward in that profession and sharing best practices.
Great. Okay. And in order to humanize and to tell these stories and so on, I'm thinking content will be essential for employer branding. What's your take on, what's your approach to content in this space?
It's all about content. I mean, and you probably hear, you've heard for years, people think content is king, but it really is. It's what feeds the engine. It's the fuel, right? Without great content, it's harder for candidates to really select in or out of your hiring process. It's harder to attract, top talent into your company. It's harder to engage your current workforce. I mean, without content, you can't really tell your story. And it takes a mix of kinds of content as well. It takes video, which we'll probably talk about later when we talk about getting visual. It needs pictures to really give a transparent look at your company. Content and then really good authentic content is essential. But it's not always easy to do either.
Do you have a step-by-step guide or plan to achieve success in this space?
Well, I do. I'm a consultant on this. No, I wrote a blog recently on our Proactive Talent blog that pretty much gives you like a step-by-step how to create. It's called How to Create Awesome Employer Brand Content. And so I'll kind of basically go through some of those steps. And then I'm actually speaking in a couple weeks at Employer Brand Conference, where I'm actually going to break down how to build the full employer brand from EVP all the way to content execution. But just to sort of high level talk about content, I mean, I've got sort of six main tips. Tip number one is developing your content strategy. And this is being very intentional about what kind of content is going to resonate with our audience. That includes, building out talent personas, doing some research, talking to your current employees, like where do they go to get their news? Not just where do they find jobs? Like what are their interests? What bands do they listen to? What movies do they like? All these interests help you to develop the kind of content, the kind of persona that does well at your organization. You can then take that data, and then you take data like, what kind of roles are we hiring for? What are our high priority hiring initiatives right now? Do we have diversity campaigns that we're going to do? And you take all that and you start to build your content strategy that helps fuel those initiatives. So for example, and that employer brand and recruitment marketing strategy should tie into the actual business initiatives at your company. So if your company needs to release a new product in 6 months, well, to release that product, you need engineers that will build that software product. You need marketers that will market that product, right? So what you start to do is you say, okay, 6 months from now, we need to launch this new product. Cool. So we need to start talking about what it's like to be an engineer here now and how the mission of the company and our product resonates with our employees to attract other people, so that you're starting to build that pipeline and you're attracting people proactively at the right time, rather than sort of the reactive nature of recruiting, which is, oh my gosh, we need someone yesterday, let's open a rec and see who comes in. No, you think, you align talent acquisition to the true strategic mission and objectives of your company, and you get proactive about it. And that does take, and when you start doing this, you start to notice that talent acquisition and employer branding starts getting more of a seat at the table, because the business starts to understand. But back to content, right? And so you take this and then you start to build out an editorial calendar. So you kind of, at a high level, what are the big things that we want to talk about this month? What's the main theme of our content, this week, and what sort of opportunities employees should we be highlighting? My second tip is to engage and build excitement. So your content should be something that is helping to elicit an emotional response, both internally with your own employees, where it gives them that warm feeling of like, oh man, I'm so proud to work at a place that does that when they watch that cool employee highlight video, or someone externally goes, oh man, I didn't know that about that company. When you can change perceptions or really engage and pull at people's heartstrings around the mission of your company, that is when you win. And so tip three is providing accessible content and sort of an experience. In other words, look at the different channels where you're posting certain content. Some content works well in other channels and not in others. So for example, we know like blogs, people read maybe 28% of the words in a blog post. So you have to make sure that the content is very concise and that they can pretty much pull your main key points in about like 6 seconds, right? And then you want to also make your content really consumable. So if you have a lot of things to say, maybe writing a novel in your blog isn't going to, I mean, ain't nobody going to read that, right? So maybe that's a video. Or maybe you want to just do a quick live, like a Facebook Live or Periscope or Twitter video of a live real event that's happening. That makes it really accessible. It's really easy because you're not worrying about editing and scripting or anything like that. And you're giving people an experience like they're right there watching it. So tip four, I would say make it visual. People remember images like 6 times easier than text. So whenever you can add really great humanizing people photos in the blogs that you're talking about, whenever you can do a quick video on something, visuals are really powerful for helping to elicit that emotional response I was talking about and to really give people an inside look. And then tip five is leveraging employee generated content. The great thing is you have all these employees, especially if you're a bigger company and you have a lot of different offices. If you're an employer brand person or a recruiter who's tasked with doing employer branding, you can't be everywhere at once, right? So you got to build an army. You got to build an army of, and I hate the word ambassadors, but I guess an army of employer brand agents that are out there capturing some content for you and sending it into you. And I think this does two things. One, it allows you to get a variety of real content from real people. And your content starts looking like the other content that your friends see in their social feeds. It blends in. It doesn't look marketing. It looks authentic. The other one is that it empowers employees to be a part of telling what your employer brand and what their experience is. And employees love doing this stuff. They like seeing the content that they created being featured on a major corporate account. It's really exciting for them. So leveraging employee generated content is awesome. And you can have fun with it. You can create campaigns. You can do competition. When I was at SAP, we did this big selfie competition to really promote our new Instagram page when we launched it for Life at SAP. And it was a huge hit. Did the same thing with our client GoDaddy, where they did a GoDaddy Life hashtag. And now there's hundreds of awesome employee photos about what they love about working there all over Instagram. It's fantastic. And then lastly, and probably most importantly, is measuring your results, right? And a few kind of helpful metrics that I think you probably want to attract when it comes to employer branding is things like your engagement rate. What percentage of your audience that's following you on social or even on your LinkedIn status updates or Glassdoor, what percentage of them are actually engaging with your content? That tells you how good and then how engaging your content is. Also likes and shares on your posts, like are your employees engaging with that content? Are they liking it? And then total reach, because a main goal of employer branding is to increase awareness of you as an employer. So watching like, what is the reach? What's the number of people who have been exposed to our employer brand on a monthly, quarterly, annual basis, right? overall shares is a really good metric to also look at the quality of your content. Like if it was so good that they want to share it with their whole network, that's awesome. And the byproduct is, you know, doubling the reach of that individual immediately. And things like when it comes to the effectiveness of good employer branding and your organization, looking at things like retention rate, you know, that's a really good indicator of the strength of your employer brand and your culture, that people are staying longer, they're being engaged, and they're enjoying the experience. So that can be a really strong correlation. Quality of applicants. If you start to know that, start to see that even if your applicant, the amount of applicants go down, but the quality of each applicant is getting better, that's a good indication that you're doing a great job of employer branding. That's giving them enough information that they can really self-select in or out of your process. And then obviously quality of hire. Is the quality of your hire getting better? Like, you know, specifically our candidates who are influenced by your employer brand, are we tracking them into hires for your company? But yeah, that's sort of like my main steps when it comes to like how good your content for your employer brand is going.
Excellent. That's really useful. I've got a question on tip number three. You mentioned tugging at the heartstrings, getting people emotionally engaged with the mission of your company. Have you got any examples of those types of content that we should look out for?
Absolutely. You've probably seen some of the employer brand videos by our client GE.
Yep.
Where I think they announced, they did one at that went out on the Oscars. And this is just a good example of a company whose corporate marketing and employer branding teams are coming together to help change the perception of them, not only as a company, but change perceptions as an employer. I'm going to be talking about that at Employer Branding Strategies Conference in Chicago in a couple of weeks as well. So they did a video that it was sort of like, imagine a world where female engineers and scientists were treated like movie stars. What if they are on the cover of the magazines and they were the ones, you know, that you see, you know, in the news, right? And it was really pulled at the heartstring. And at the end, they announced, like, we are committed to hiring 20,000 women in STEM by 2020. Really ambitious goals. And I just thought that was really cool. And when you watch it, it really pulls at your heartstrings. Some other great examples are the videos that we do and have done with GoDaddy. There's going to be a whole series coming out in a couple months here that we did for GE Digital, where it's just real employees in a documentary style way talking about their experience and how what they do and how the products that they're building and the stuff they're working on has real world effect. You know, like we talked to engineers who were building solutions that are, you know what, I'll give you one specific example of pulling at your heartstrings. I interviewed for a video at GE Digital, an engineer who grew up in Haiti, and he was in high school when those massive tsunami and earthquakes happened. Mm. And, you know, it was devastating. And after that happened, he was really interested in STEM and engineering. And he sort of made a commitment to himself that he's going to go out there and try to use and build software that would help predict these disasters better in the future. And now he is an engineer at GE Digital building the IoT mobile platform that allows people in these third world countries that have little access to electricity or internet to have better predictability of natural disasters. It was amazing. I cried a little bit like interviewing this kid because he's telling me like I'm here and I built this and he won this huge innovation award and he got to go home to his parents and say, I went and I built something that is going to make life better for my family and friends in Haiti. And I was just like, wow, I want to work here. Like I want to be a part of something like that. It's amazing. Those are the type of stories that are real and they exist in your company if you go out and ask the right questions. Pulling at the heartstrings is totally doable. Every human being has a great story.
Yeah, it's just about asking the right questions, which I'm trying to do here. Okay. What are some of the pitfalls to avoid with content and employer brand?
You know what? A common one I see that I don't hear people talking about very much is when companies kind of stick to the facts too much. You know, like employers, they get so caught up with, we have 50 offices in 170 countries, and we were founded in 1989. We raised $200 million in capital. Like, woo-hoo. At the end of the day, candidates actually don't give a damn about that, really. I mean, some of it may give them like, oh, you got some funding, that's cool, you'll be around for a while, maybe. That's cool and all, but you should really, it doesn't tell the story. And it certainly doesn't paint the picture of an inclusive, fun workplace. So I tell people to avoid sticking to hard numbers and instead just tell your story. Make it very mission, values, and people driven as to why your company does what you do, right? The second pitfall I see a lot is when companies are being inauthentic. You know, if your company brand is inauthentic, it's really easy to tell. Like, people can smell it, you know, like that when you talk about what it's like to work at your company, like a cheesy marketing campaign, rather than real human stories and talk using more plain talk, it really shows. You know, when you have that Facebook update that says, we believe in having an inclusive workplace, apply now. Like, no, say Amanda came to our company 2 years ago, and this is what inspires her every day to do what she does. You know, like, there's, make it people focused, make it authentic, make it real. Those are my two pitfalls that I see all the time.
Yeah, and stay away from stock photography on career pages.
Oh God, please. Do we still even need to remind people of that? But yes, don't use.
I do see it from time to time. Okay, I think you kind of already answered this, but measuring ROI, could you expand a little bit more on that, please?
Yeah. Overall ROI of employer brand, not just content. The way to tell if it's paying off is you have to think about, you know, and determine what's important to your company when it comes to measuring employer brand. Like, talk to the executives at your company, talk to your head of talent acquisition, like, what do they want to know about the employer brand? And then start to pick the metrics that align and will show progress in those areas. So let's say, and it's going to be different for every company. Like, for our client GoDaddy, brand awareness of their product wasn't a big deal. They've been spending on marketing and Super Bowl ads for many years. Like, people know GoDaddy, but they didn't know who they were as an employer. So we built metrics around that show how is the employer brand specifically, growing. And so for that, we looked at, like, you know, reach on social and, you know, traffic to the career site. If you have a goal that it is like, we want to increase employee engagement, engage employees in our employer brand more, well, then I would take a regular look at your retention numbers and also the data from your employee engagement surveys that you're doing quarterly or annually, right? It really depends on what does your company value or what are sort of the gaps from an employer brand standpoint, and then really build and measure ROI based on those objectives. I think just measuring things for the sake of measuring doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. Okay, great. That makes sense. Now, you dropped in a few companies already, but can you mention some of these employers who you think are getting it right?
Yeah, right off the top of my head, I know I mentioned GE, but I just think GE and every one of these companies I'm going to mention are doing something particularly really well differently. So like GE is, you know, they're doing that main campaign that is changing perceptions, and they're doing a good job of getting people to the door. They still have more to go when it comes, like, once they're at the door, like, how do we make apply process better? How do we start telling individual employee stories? That's getting so much better. And they're still probably one of the best companies at doing that. But their ability to take their consumer marketing initiatives and their employer brand and mold, you know, those worlds together is really setting a wonderful example for the world when it comes to employer branding. And it kind of put employer branding on the main stage. I mean, when have you ever seen an employer brand ad during the Super Bowl or the Oscars? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, good and point.
Yeah. Now, VMware, selfishly, like, that's one that I helped build with the team there years ago. But I think they're one of the examples of employer branding from a multi-channel strategy. I mean, VMware was doing some of the stuff that you see people calling innovative today, like, 5 years ago. They were doing, before there was Facebook Live, they were doing live stream videos with hiring managers and allowing candidates to ask questions right there on live stream built into the Facebook page. Like, they were making it possible for you to search their jobs on Facebook. They were molding their community, you know, their developer community evangelism and their employer brand a long time ago. And so they're an example of a very mature employer brand that still continues to reinvent and evolve itself over time. And in fact, the very team, you know, the community manager that I hired right out of college, like 5 or 6 years ago, is still there.
Wow.
Project managing it all. And it's kind of cool to watch it grow. It's like my baby. Right. And then SAP, is a great example of an employer brand that has evolved so much over the last 3 to 4 years. And because out of necessity, SAP, they're doing a good job of changing perceptions globally as an employer. They're also a really good example of a true global employer brand strategy. I selfishly was a part of building that. And most of my team here actually at Proactive Talent was the team that I worked with to build Life at SAP. But I think they're a good example. Like, they're always pushing the envelope. Even since I've been gone, like, they're doing these really funny comics that they're getting awards for doing, where it's, you know, it's like, it's almost like a, you know, the comics in the Sunday paper, but it highlights like an experience of working at SAP. Really clever, really good. They're always doing new videos. So SAP is a good one. And then probably one of the newer employer brand channels and strategies that I've been seeing blossom is actually a vendor in the recruiting space. Indeed, and the team that's been built over the last year and a half by Brian Chaney at Indeed, I think is doing a really great job of setting an example for the recruiting industry of, like, how to do global employer branding. It's staffed well. Their content is great. They're just doing a fantastic job with it.
Brilliant.
So they're one to watch.
Awesome. Now, yeah. Will, I know you're not a futurist, but humor me here. What's the next big thing in the employer brand space in general and also in particular for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of great things that are sort of in trends that are starting to come in. I don't like to predict the future, but I think the next big things, one of them is going to be, I think you're going to see more automation of sort of the administrative stuff that it comes with any, running any marketing or employer brand campaign, right? You're going to see things like chatbots on the career site that answers questions about the company culture and tells you about the benefits and stuff like that. And I think that's going to allow marketers in our space and employer brand and branding folks to really focus on better content and telling really great stories and less time, like, building out administrative campaigns or email templates and things like that. I think that's going to be a big thing to watch. I also think more live focused social platforms. If you look at sort of this trend with Facebook Live and Snapchat, like this younger generation and how they use social is actually a lot different than even my generation, who really were the first generation to use social, used it. It's way more like transparent. It's raw. It's unedited. It's real. It's live. I think you're going to start seeing employer brand channels leveraging that stuff more. And they're just really starting to play with it. And then lastly, I think what is going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years when it comes to mixed reality and virtual reality technologies, I think that stuff's going to be built into your phone. I think you're going to be able to give candidates a completely immersive experience of what it's like to walk the halls at your organization. You can already do it. You can buy a $150 VR camera, that 360 camera that plugs into your phone. Facebook now just launched one, and you can walk and give somebody a tour of your office and then share that with candidates. And, you know, they don't even have to come in for the interview. They already have seen the place. They've seen where their desk is. I mean, talk about really visually showing somebody what it's like to work at a company. VR literally puts you there. So I think that is going to be something that affects even more than employer brand. I think it's going to affect how people communicate and experience our realities in a digital way for years to come.
Well, okay. So maybe you should be a futurist. Some very solid predictions there.
thanks.
Okay. Final question. Where can our listeners connect with yourself and learn more about the work that you do?
Yeah. So you can follow our company Proactive Talent on Twitter. It's just @ProactiveTalent on all the socials or on Instagram. Our website is proactivetalent.io. We've got some great videos and work that we've done there. Our blog is every week. We're pumping out really awesome stuff. We have a video blog that comes out every week on Thursdays on our YouTube page, which is just Proactive Talent. And you can use the hashtag Talking Talent to find that. And then I am @WillStaney on everything. So if you just Google my name, you'll find everything you need to know, maybe more than you want to know. Yeah.
All right. Many thanks for your time, Will.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
All right, I hope that was useful. Everything Will and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employeebrandingpodcast.com. Now, did you know that Will Staney is one of 10 experts, along with Lars Schmidt, Stacey Zaper, Craig Fisher, and others, over at Undercover Recruiter, our recruiting and talent acquisition blog. Every other week, they answer questions such as, how do we fix candidate experience? How can recruiters avoid being replaced by AI? And the highly relevant, how can recruiters create compelling content? These type of questions. Check out the questions and answers and the whole panel at theundercoverrecruiter.com. That's it. If you want to learn more about what we do here at Link Humans or have any questions around employer branding, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time. Hej då!
All right, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pencil.
Pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless.